This is a public service announcement from Dr. Kindler. This message will now repeat.
Citizens of Luna, thank you for participating in our grand experiment. As the CEO of Usagi Incorporated, I have been proud to preside over the very first moon colony this solar system has ever seen. As colonists, your sheer tenacity has never failed to impress me. This is what we need right now. As our grand experiment ends, due to poor economic circumstances, I regret to inform you that the Luna colony is being shut down. Shuttles back to Earth are available. We are providing seats on the shuttle at cost. Come to the Usagi Interplanetary Transit Station to purchase a ticket. As you do, please remain calm. Everything is under control.
This is a public service announcement from Dr. Kindler. This message will now repeat.
Shit, I don't think we've lost them. Can't this hover bike go any faster? They're shooting at us.
I'm pushing her as hard as I can. God damn it, the engine is dying. Take cover, quick, behind those broken down vehicles.
Shit. I'm freaking out.
I think you're having a panic attack. Take your inhaler. Come on, get your shit together. I need help.
I'm all right. Why isn't your bike working anymore?
God damn it, they hacked the bike's computer.
They almost have us. I should have brought my rifle.
Shh, don't say that so loudly. They might hear you.
Why are they still chasing us?
They're after us for my brain implants. That means they probably have some themselves. I can work with that.
So what? Lots of people have implants. Well, whatever you're gonna do, hurry up.
Shut up and let me concentrate.
Oh, fuck, I'm gonna die here. They're not even after me. They don't even know who I am. What am I doing?
They've all got hardware.
Who cares?
You should. I can access their implants.
Oh, God, I don't want to die.
I got them.
What?
They're dead.
How did you...
Don't ask. Now let's see what implants they were sporting. Ah, there's my implant grabber. Through the nose.
Oh, God. What happened to their eyes? What is all that stuff?
I forced their implants to replicate a bunch of nanobots until they exploded out of their ocular cavity.
Ugh. I don't know how you can do all this. They were human beings 2 minutes ago.
And they would have done the same to me. That's why they were after us. My hardware.
Is this your life? Like digging around in people's skulls?
I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth, if that's what you mean.
Don't be shitty. I'm not used to this, okay?
I know. This is stressful work. I don't want to waste this hardware. It's powerful and we can use it. I'm doing this for you.
What if we just...
Don't say it.
I know it's not ideal.
We've made too much progress.
My dad, you know.
God damn it.
He can help us, Lita.
Don't forget what he did to you. What he did to us.
I won't. If this is the alternative, though, I don't want to speak down on the way you live, but you're literally scrounging in the muck for every scrap of silicone you can find.
There's only so much of it left.
There's a lot left on Earth, Lita.
And we're gonna get there.
When?
I don't know, Helen. All I know is whatever help your father would give us would come with a price. He doesn't do anything for free. Not for his own blood, not for anyone.
I know.
Whatever his terms are for helping us get off Luna, I don't want to hear them.
You won't even hear him out? Why do you have to do everything yourself?
Your father is not going to help me. I'm the one who stole you away, remember? Look, I hate to say it this way, but this is the life I'm offering you.
Lita.
Take it or leave it.
All right, Lita. Fine, let's forget I said anything about him. I was just rattled. I've never seen you do this before.
Yep, it's not pretty, shoving a scalpel up a nose and rooting around in a corpse's brain. But I'm almost done. There.
Ugh, is that a good one?
Not bad. We can maybe fit you with this.
I'm not sure about that. You seem to kill them using their implants.
I'd never let that happen to you. And anything is better than nothing. We've got to get you patched in.
I guess you're right.
Thank you for trusting me.
I love you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to say it. I know you feel it.
Well, let's get going. Get on!
Greetings, this is Harold, your Hoverbike's AI.
Oh, damn it. Harold only talks when there's a problem.
You don't enjoy my company? I have something to say.
What?
Your hoverbike has problems.
Thanks for stating the obvious.
Shit.
We're pretty exposed out here.
Well, what do you suggest?
You don't have to fix everything yourself. We still have some money.
An official Usagi Incorporated mechanical repair robot is only minutes away.
We need to save our credits to get off Luna.
I can hear footsteps. People must have heard the shots. I bet more of them are coming.
You wanted weapons. Have you checked the bodies?
Oh, good idea. This'll do.
Great. Just keep in mind, if more come, it's self-defense. We have to kill or be killed.
If I can just keep it together this time, my training will have some use.
If you let me order a tow truck, nobody will have to die.
Oh, God damn it! There's a Clippy.
For your convenience, I called a hovering robotic mechanic. His name is Clippy, and he wants to be your best friend.
Greetings!
Go away.
It seems you are having trouble with your hoverbike. You are in a dangerous area. Would you like help?
I never want help from any of you.
Armed thugs are converging on this area.
Ah, they're relentless and distracting.
I think you should listen to what Clippy has to say.
Unsubscribe!
That won't work. Don't talk to either of them.
We are prepared to offer you a 7% discount on mechanical services.
Shit, I don't have the parts I need.
Surge pricing activated.
The deal we're offering you is only going to get worse.
How much?
After surge pricing, 4,000 credits.
I told you, not worth bargaining with them. Please just listen to me next time.
I'm trying to help.
It seems that you are irritated with your girlfriend. Would you like a new girlfriend?
Which one of us are you talking to?
Our top-of-the-line androids are here to listen and won't judge you, even if you try to do everything yourself out of a disdain for modern conveniences.
Oh, look, it's talking to you.
There!
Shit, they don't have any implants for me to hack.
It looks like you are about to enter a life-or-death situation. Would you like help?
In addition to his mechanical skill, Clippy is equipped to defend your lives.
Take cover behind that car.
It looks like you don't want help. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Clippy.
About time.
Wait a second.
What for?
Yes?
The scavengers don't have hardware, but the Clippy sure does.
We're desperate enough. Let's see.
It looks like you are attempting to gain root access of my core functions. I am the sole property of Usagi Incorporated. Any further attempt to override my security protocols will be reported immediately to enforcers.
Yes, hacking Clippy is a really bad idea.
We've got you surrounded. Guns down. Hands up.
Lita?
Do as they say.
Okay, we're coming out.
Hands where I can see them.
Thank you for trusting Usagi.
Holy shit! It has a flamethrower?
I've never seen them do that.
Oh, the smell!
My hacking Usagi equipment, you as good as killed these men yourself. How does it feel to be a murderer?
Can you fix the bike for us?
Certainly!
It's useful for now, but Usagi tracks their mechanical robots. That's why I've never tried hacking one before.
Holy shit, that was horrible!
Yeah.
It looks like you are both in the early stages of post-traumatic stress disorder. Would you like-
Shut up!
They don't have much of a sense of decorum.
Hoverbike repair complete.
Let's go.
Rest assured, criminals, you will be brought to justice.
Thank you for trusting Usagi Incorporated!
Dr. Kindler?
Come in. You caught me packing up my offices.
So I did, sir.
10 years, Nathan. 10 years. I know people want things to last forever, but it's incredible we are still on this rock after 1 week.
As you say, sir.
The colonists, they don't appreciate what I did for them. Years of toil. as they just want a free ride back to Earth, as if interplanetary shuttles grow on trees. They don't, and neither do supply shuttles. Getting all that water to the moon isn't easy.
Yes, sir.
What can I do for you?
A Model 56BL was hacked today, sir.
An impressive achievement for someone. But that's not why you came in here.
No, its dashcam has a recording of your daughter, sir.
What? She's alive?
In a very bad part of the city, sir, and this was hours ago.
I thought she was gone. But there's so much violence on Luna now. I need you to find her.
Yes, sir.
I'll be forever indebted.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Damn it, Helen.
We're here. My friend Paul lives in this building. He'll get you patched in.
Why isn't your hoverbike's AI talking to us anymore?
It only comes on when there's mechanical trouble. I made the system think the bike is in perfect repair.
Makes sense. I didn't realize so much of the city was underground.
I mean, there's no reason to come down here when you can spend your time close to the top of the dome.
It is nicer up there. In most ways.
Yeah, but the underground has its enticements. Sex androids, intoxicants, exotic hardware.
We have hardware topside.
But it's all locked into Usagi technology. There's so much more you can do with these chips.
Show me.
That's what we're here for. Hey, Paul.
Lita, my friend. I thought you'd be on a rocket out of here by now.
No such luck. I need your help.
Music to my ears. I'm probably one job away from buying a ticket off this rock. Who's your friend?
This is my girlfriend, Helen Kindler.
John Kindler's daughter? Lita, you found yourself in much better company than usual.
Relax, Polly. Are you going to help us or not?
That all depends. What features are you after?
She's going to need a highlighter at least, sonic vision probably, also a trajectory mapper.
What are these implants for? Is this going to be expensive?
I'm giving tech that's going to help you shoot. We already have the hardware, and installing it is surprisingly cheap.
Well, how is this going to help us get off Luna? What's our plan?
I'm not sure yet, but one step at a time.
I'm happy to run the install. Sound good, Helen?
I trust you, Lita. If you think I need this, I'll go under.
Good. After this, I'm getting straight on a shuttle back to Earth, especially after working on John Kindler's daughter. Just step into this machine.
What are all these needles for? I won't be awake for this, will I?
Of course not. The anesthetic should kick in.
It should kick in?
It works. Most of the time. There's the gas. Now count backwards from 10.
It works most of the time.
Good. Alright, she's out cold.
You didn't have to scare her like that, Polly.
That's just my bedside manner. Part of my charm.
You haven't changed a bit.
Well, you sure have. Pawling around with Kindler's daughter? Have you gone nuts?
She's a wonderful woman.
And highly sought after. Quite the bounty to collect if she's returned. Is that why you haven't been around?
Obviously, I'm not after that, or I wouldn't be here.
Sure, sure. Well, the machine is set up. Nothing to do now but wait. I've actually got to tie up some loose ends. Are you comfortable here on your own?
Sure, Polly.
Procedure complete.
Helen, can you hear me? Are you awake?
Sweetheart?
Oh, good. You're awake.
You've got a halo.
Oh, shit. That's the highlighter. It's there to help you spot people. I thought I kept that off. There. It should be off now.
You're still my angel.
You sappy bitch.
Why are we out on this random road?
I told you. Just follow my lead. Here they come. Out of the truck! Hands up!
Oh shit! Really?
This automated vehicle is property of Usagi Incorporated. Enforcers have been notified.
Ah, shit, there's an AI driver. Nobody to hold up.
What do we do now?
Shoot the tires!
Wow, the implants really helped my aim.
Be advised that theft of Usagi property is punishable by imprisonment and hard labor.
Get the bolt cutter.
I can run faster too. Wow.
Usagi enforcers are en route.
Oh, are we going to have to shoot them?
There won't be any of that. They're all busy quelling the riots that are happening with the Exodus. Jackpot.
Stolen Usagi property will be tracked down.
Is that going to be a problem?
I'll take care of it.
How is it that you can outdo my father's cybersecurity? He's got his top people on that.
I have a little insider knowledge.
What the hell? How did both of our guns get ripped out of our hands?
Oh shit, it's a mag trap. It'll rip the implants right out of our skulls.
What?
Hurry, take this box.
Shit!
Run!
We made it.
I didn't know they booby-trapped their trucks like that.
I can't believe we just did that. You're bleeding.
I'm okay. I guess I scraped myself getting out of the truck.
What did we get?
Implants. I can't believe they're still trying to sell these while the whole colony is collapsing.
Speaking of implants, you were right about patching me in. The Neuralinks you installed are definitely helping me. But I can't help you if you keep me in the dark. Please tell me what the plan is next time.
What if you had said no?
Maybe I would have.
And where would that have left me?
Where would that have left us is the real question. Aren't we a team?
Listen, I'm trying to make sure both of us survive. You have an out already. Your father. If I'm acting desperate, it's because I am.
Okay, that is actually fair. But just tell me what's going to happen next time, please.
All right. I may have underestimated you. Now we need to sell these implants. Polly will know what to do.
Remain calm. We at Usagi commit to transporting everyone who can afford a ticket back to Earth.
That's a big fucking crowd.
It's not true, though. There just aren't enough shuttles. People are going to get left behind and there won't be enough water.
Hey, keep your voice down. Let's not cause a panic.
Sorry.
Let's try to find Paul in this mess. Oh, there he is. Hey, Paul!
Lita?
Paul!
Lita, if you need something, I can't help. I'm about to leave this rock.
I just need to talk to you real quick.
Okay, but I can't help. Don't ask anything of me.
Excuse me. We're not cutting in line. We just need to talk to our friend. Lita, why don't you just ping Paul on the net?
I don't trust the crypto messaging. I think Usagi has a backdoor. Hypothetically speaking, they'd be particularly interested in any chat log discussing their own goods.
Oh, got it.
All right, Paul, one last thing before you leave.
As long as it doesn't involve me moving out of this line.
I need to find someone who would be interested in purchasing some implants. Usagi implants.
Jesus, Lita, what have you done?
You know anyone who can help me?
We regret to inform everyone that all the tickets have been sold for the day.
What?
No! Come back tomorrow and we'll have more shuttle seats available.
There won't be any shuttles tomorrow, that's what I heard.
There's enough shuttles for at least another few days.
Liar! Do you work for them?
No.
Let us in.
Hey, let's all try to stay calm.
That's all they do is lie to us.
Take this!
Enforcers, form up!
Shit, it's not safe. Let's get out of here.
Good idea.
I'm getting on that shuttle.
Shoot him.
We're gonna die!
Keep your heads down, you two.
How are we gonna get out of here? There's so many people, I can barely move.
Get your gun out, Helen.
They'll shoot me.
Give it to me, then.
Wave it around like that.
Let us through. I'll fire if I have to.
Lita!
All right, this should wake her up. Lita, can you hear me?
Ouch.
Yeah, you'll be in a lot of pain. You can turn it down with your cyberlink. They'll dull your pain receptors.
What happened?
You were shot in the liver. I was able to throw you over my shoulder and get you out of there, but I lost Helen in the shuffle. I patched you up here. Easy. Don't get up. You need to rest.
Oh, God. At this point, I have to assume that everybody in Usagi is looking for her. I don't want her picked up again.
Well, just give her a call or shoot her a text. Let her know we're here. I never got her contact info.
Sure. Okay, I just texted her.
Okay, suppose that we find her. How are we going to get off Luna?
On a shuttle. Same as everyone else.
I just tried to leave on a shuttle. You get shot. Why would the next time be better? We're all on a clock here. Usagi is only going to send so many shuttles back to Luna.
Jesus, Paul. I don't know. I just got shot.
Sorry, you're still bleeding. We need to get that under control. Could that be her? Maybe she was on her way here already.
God, I hope so.
I'll go check.
Hi. Oh, thank God you're okay. Lita, I want you to know how much I love you. I love you so much. I know, babe. Please don't hold this against me. I don't think I have a choice. What are you talking about?
We have you surrounded. Come out with your hands up.
I can't believe you. I don't want any of us to die here. My father will get us back to Earth. He's definitely going to do that for you. He's going to leave me here to die on the moon. You're killing me.
Come out with your hands up.
We better do as they say. We're not fighting them off with your injury.
No, we aren't. I'm sorry. We tried it your way.
Hands behind your head.
I'm glad you're safe, but you did some pretty ridiculous things to avoid me.
I did what I had to do.
And so you were willing to threaten one of my workers with a shotgun?
It doesn't matter now.
Like hell. How am I supposed to trust you now? What other idiotic decisions were you going to make?
Trust me or don't trust me, I know you'll take us back to Earth.
Us? No. You are going to Earth. Your punk girlfriend can stay here.
That's a death sentence. No more supply shuttles are coming.
Damn right.
So, you're okay with being a mass murderer, just abandoning all the people who live here?
You can talk to the board of directors about that.
Right. You have no authority whatsoever.
It's simple, Helen. This is a business. The business is no longer profitable. How the hell the board thought this would work permanently is beyond me. I told them that when this all started, there weren't enough resources on the moon for anybody to give a shit about. We got some tourists, we had a good run, now it's over.
You're killing people.
It's not my responsibility.
No, you've made a decision. You've decided you're gonna murder my girlfriend.
I'm supposed to give a valuable seat up for the woman who's turned my daughter against me?
It wasn't her, it's you.
I haven't changed.
Yes, you have. Ever since Mom died, you haven't been the same.
Why do you think she hangs around anyways?
She loves me?
No, Helen. She wants your ticket out of here. She's using you.
If she just wanted a ticket, she would have told me to come to you.
She knew that wouldn't happen. And how do you think she was able to hack all of my machines anyway?
She's talented.
She must have been using your credentials. You must have left a passcode out. It's a built-in fail-safe for you, and she's been abusing it.
What?
How else do you think this happened? Do you think some random punk would be able to get past my entire cybersecurity division?
I don't believe you.
I have the records. This is why she's with you. She can do more on the streets when she has a back door into my systems.
Why didn't she just tell me? But this is a distraction. Are you going to kill her or aren't you?
I'm not giving her a seat on one of my shuttles, if that's what you mean.
Then we have nothing left to discuss. At least let me talk to her before we leave.
I'm not indulging any of your nonsense any further.
All right, so to summarize, you're okay with killing everybody who can't afford a ticket, including somebody I love. You won't even let me talk to her. And you expect me to be happy with all this? This is like talking to a brick wall.
Agreed.
I'm done.
Go back to your cell.
Lita Vaughn, it's time for you to go.
God, it hurts.
Oh, I'm not used to the pain. I've scrambled your cyberlink. Now you can feel your gunshot wound the way the rest of us would.
Why don't you just shoot me here and get it over with?
Theft of Usagi property is punishable by hard labor, not death.
How is that gonna work with the evacuation?
It doesn't.
So, instead of shooting me in the head, I'll die of thirst when the shipments run out, while I'm working in a labor camp.
Excellent points. Come with me.
Don't you have any moral qualms about what you're doing? Ugh.
Shut up.
Guess not.
Just walk.
What's that?
Didn't I tell you to shut up?
You don't hear that?
Hey, I'll hit you again. Don't think I won't.
It sounds like you have a problem.
Charlie team, were those gunshots? Lita, get down.
What's going on?
Just get the fuck down. Just get down.
You want me to take cover? There's nothing in this hallway to hide behind.
How many hostiles? You're telling me they're in the building. Shit.
Rioters, huh? I didn't think they'd get this far.
We need to hurry.
Sounds good to me.
Get back! I'm warning you!
Helen?
Ah, shit.
Helen!
Lita!
Alpha team, do you have Kindler's daughter?
I'm going to her.
You're right. We need to help her. They must have grabbed her on the way back to her cell.
Lita! Lita, thank God!
Stay back! We've got Kindler's daughter!
Easy. Easy now. Don't do anything that you're gonna regret.
You're in no position to make threats. Now drop your weapon.
All right. Easy now.
Get us off world and we'll let her go.
Let's take a breath and calm down.
Take us to a shuttle right now.
We can't go to the interplanetary shuttle station. It's overrun.
Get us back to Earth or she dies.
Okay. I didn't want to have to share this, but Dr. Kindler has a private shuttle right here in Usagi headquarters. I'll radio him. Let's start walking. Dr. Kindler is willing to let you take his private shuttle in exchange for Helen.
Holy shit, I can't believe how ridiculously ostentatious this shuttle is. He's leaving so many people to die and it's literally riding a golden parachute back to Earth.
Go ahead then.
Huh? What?
Take the handcuffs off of her, Nathan.
You're going to betray your father like this and just leave?
You're working with these people?
You think you're the only one who knows how to make friends?
Oh, thank Christ. We've got our ride.
Get out of here, Nathan, before they do something rash.
Oh, you bitch. They're never gonna forgive you for this.
I don't care.
Was this your plan all along?
Do you think I was just giving you up to my father?
Honestly, yeah. I was scared shitless. You kept me in the dark.
Now you know what that's like.
Shit. I'm sorry, Helen. I was lying to you. I'm not some genius hacker.
I know. My father told me all about it. You were using my passwords.
I wish I had just told you what I was doing.
I wish you had told me a lot of things. But we can start fresh.
Hey, can we get the fuck out of here and talk later?
You have a point. Let's go.
You're not taking my daughter.
Dad? You were in the shuttle this whole time?
Let go of me.
I've got her, Helen.
Put down the gun.
I'm not letting you leave with her.
Dad, don't do this.
What? You're gonna shoot me?
You know I could do it.
You're gonna kill your own father for someone you barely even know.
Why would you have me make this choice?
Because we have to make choices in life, Helen. I'm your own blood. You may not agree with all the decisions I make, but we are family.
I'm her family too.
Shut up and get ready to die.
Dad, wait. Think for a second.
Yes. My daughter, the paragon of prudence. Tell me, why shouldn't I kill her?
Dad, if you kill her, our relationship is over.
You can't get rid of me that easily.
If you hurt her, I'm not going to have anything to do with you.
Maybe that would be for the best. We never seem to get along.
Dad, I know you care about me. Otherwise you wouldn't pull this crazy stunt.
Listen, Kindler, maybe if you kill that woman, your daughter won't kill you, but I sure will.
You stay out of this.
He has a point, Dad. Everybody on the moon wants you dead now. Even if you somehow kill all these men, I won't let you get on that shuttle. You'll die on Luna like everyone else, and I'll remember you as the man who wouldn't lift a finger to stop from killing people.
I'm nothing like that.
That's what I think of you.
I guess this woman isn't much of a bargaining chip, and the truth be told, it really hurts when you see me that way.
Put the gun down, Dad.
All right. There. Shoot me now if you like.
Dad, I'm not gonna do that, but I am gonna do this.
What the hell? You knocked him out cold.
Leave him here and let's get out.
What?
I'll explain on the way. Just a couple hours and we'll be back on Earth.
What the hell just happened? We just left him there to die?
Lita, there's no way the board of directors is going to let my father die on the moon. He's been their CEO for over 10 years.
But everyone on Luna is dead at this point. Rioters got to the shuttle stations.
Right. So they're going to have to send a shuttle to go get him. And they'll probably send more security forces, too, to quell the riots and find him. And those people will need supplies. So there will be at least a few more supply shuttles. This will buy us some time while we figure out how to get more people off Luna. We can contact the UN.
Okay, but what if it doesn't pan out that way? What if he just dies?
Well, then at least we tried to save all those people. And my father knows how to look out for himself.
I guess I'm like him in that way.
Don't compare yourself to him.
Why not? I was using you. I put you in danger. You had a ticket off the moon this whole time, and you risked your life to save me. And I lied to you, over and over again.
You were just trying to survive.
How do you still love me? Why do you still love me?
I just do. I love your strength. I love how much you care about us.
I'm going to be better for you. You've saved my life.
I need you. I saved both of us.
I love you, Helen.
Thank you for saying it. I love you too.